Welcome to the College Football Bros. I'm Michael Newman.
I'm Ryan Newman.
And I'm Trey Newman.
All right, on to Big Ten preview week, and we're going to start at the top with the most dominant team in the conference. What's our question for today, Ryan?
The question is, will Ohio State's defense hold them back from a college football playoff title?
All right, and we asked that question, of course, because the offense probably going to be pretty good. That's probably not going to be holding them back. What do you think of that group, Trey?
Yeah, I mean, it really is a testament to how ridiculously good Ohio State has become when I'm not even concerned when they lose a quarterback as gifted as Justin Fields or Trey Sermon at running back, a couple all-conference linemen. I know you can't just easily replace a talent like Fields, but the offense will still be elite since Ryan Day has continued to prove that no matter the turnover or no matter who the quarterback is, there's going to be production. Can it be elite, though, to win that national title? We'll see. We don't really even know for sure at this moment who the quarterback's going to be at this moment. All signs have pointed to it being C.J. Stroud, but Jack Miller and even Kyle McCord are all getting looks in fall camp. But, you know, no matter who it is, they're going to have a guy
and
like
even
Master
Quinn
T.
Ewers, as we're recording this today, Quinn Ewers reportedly thinking about skipping his senior year. So, anyway.
True. I wonder if he's like an older high school kid like JT Daniels was.
I'm not sure.
JT Daniels, quote unquote, skipped a year, but he was really graduated the year he's supposed to. So I wonder if he's like that.
Yeah. But no matter who it is, Master Teague is back in the backfield. They get to throw it up to perhaps the best wide receiver duo in the country, Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson. Between the two of those guys.
I don't even think perhaps. I think absolutely.
It's hard to argue. But between the two of them last year, they averaged almost 16 yards per reception, which is just crazy for them combined. And then one of the impressive things about the offense last year was the balance, because when the passing game wasn't there, the running game with Sermon took over and vice versa. So to me, if the timing is in sync between the new quarterback and those receivers, the Buckeyes will be just fine on the offensive side.
Yeah, I mean, I just have no concerns because whoever the starting quarterback is, I think it's the best supporting cast around any quarterback in the country. You brought up the receivers. I mean, the depth at receiver is insane. I mean, they had Jameson Williams transfer to Alabama because he maybe wasn't sure just how much action he'd be getting at Ohio State, which is pretty crazy. Because you've got Jackson Smith and Jigba, probably going to be the starting slot receiver. He's a breakout candidate as well. They've recruited so well at that position. O-line, I think, is, you could argue, the best in the country as well, for sure, with that tackle combo they have. Thayer Munford deciding to come back was huge. I mean, I just think the offense is going to be great because we've never seen a Ryan Day offense not be elite. We've never seen a Ryan Day quarterback not be elite. They're loaded.
Yep.
All right, let's move over to the side of the ball that we're really, you got to take a closer look at here if you're Ohio State. And you talk about balance on offense. Well, they didn't have balance on defense last year. I'm not sure I've seen a bigger discrepancy between rush and pass defense than Ohio State last year. They were sixth in the nation against the run, but they were 122nd against the pass. So that's not no bueno. Overall, the defense, I mean, if you kind of averaged it out, it wasn't like bad, but you know, they know they can't be that bad against the pass if they want to win a national title, especially with the passing offenses around the country nowadays. So, you know, the coaches know that. So this year, it sounds like they're going to go to try to do more of a kind of a 4-2-5 type of look. So kind of going to put in a little hybrid position. They call it the bullet. So maybe that'll help a little bit. They do lose a lot of production. There's no doubt about that. Couple guys up front, all three linebackers, Sean Wade in the secondary, even though he had his struggles. But now the good thing is there's still talent. It's Ohio State. It's not like they're not bringing in 4- and 5-star guys to replace them, so maybe those guys could be even better. So, you know, they're just looking for some breakout candidates. Maybe a guy like Zach Harrison kind of breaks out on that D-line. It seems like he's kind of been waiting in the wings. You know, linebackers, even though they lost everybody, they're still going to have some experience there. It's not like they got nowhere to go. So, secondary, they get Cameron Brown back after he missed most of last year, with an injury. So I don't know. I just feel like with some adjustments, I think maybe a little renewed focus, a little, effort more to be better against the pass. This defense it's not going to be great in my eyes, but it could make a pretty decent jump, especially against the pass.
Yeah, I mean, you would expect it to be better, of course. They had a few years ago a down year, and then I think it was, you know, Chase Young's massive year after that, and the defense was one of the best in the country. So you would expect them to bounce back, and especially on the defensive line, I think it will continue to be good even with the losses. It was huge to get Haskell Garrett coming back for his super senior year. He's an All-American, so that was massive. And even maybe they'll get some contributions from some freshmen, because they've got the number 3 and 4 recruits in the country coming in on the defensive line. You got JT Tuimoloau. I butchered that. JT Tuimoloau was the number 3 prospect. And then Jack Sawyer was number 4. And he was there for the spring and apparently did very, very well. So he could be next in line, maybe the next kind of Bosa or Chase Young type. But it's obviously a high bar. So I'm not worried up front. Behind that, I do have some concerns. Like, you mentioned all the linebackers that are gone. And yes, they have some players that have been in the system and have some snaps, but there's not a ton of high leverage, you know, in-game experience for them.
Yeah.
And the secondary, I mean, the corners need to be a lot better. Seven Banks is, you know, going to be their top corner. He needs to step up from what he did last year if you know, this is going to be a national championship winning type defense. So, worry a little bit about the corners, but we'll see.
Yep.
Yeah, and you guys did touch on like the corners, and they need to improve, but they were 104th in passing success rate, and a lot of that had to do with they weren't getting as much pass rush as they usually do, so they really need to improve the pass rush to help out that back end in the secondary.
Yep, that's true. All right, what about Ohio State's schedule? How does that set up for them, Trey?
Honestly, the schedule is very favorable in my eyes. They don't draw any of the media's top 3 teams from the West: Wisconsin, Iowa, Northwestern, and their toughest games are against Oregon and Penn State, at least as you look now, and both of those are in Columbus. Not to mention, they get a bye week right before their big 2-game stretch against Indiana and Penn State in the middle of the year. Really, the only challenge I see with this schedule is their first 2 games, since they're breaking in some new faces, so they kind of have to hit the ground running. They play at Minnesota, and then they host Oregon. They'll be favored. I think they'll get by them, but it's something to look at.
Okay, well, let's answer the question that we teased at the beginning of the episode. Will Ohio State's defense hold them back from a CFP title?
Unfortunately, I'm going to say yes. The offense, of course, we know is going to be good. Maybe it won't be quite as elite. It depends a lot on the quarterback position. We know everything around it is good, but I just don't see the defense being quite good enough to take them all the way to the national title. When you're talking about the best of the best, the Bamas, Clemsons, even OU potentially this year, I just don't think that the Ohio State defense will be able to keep up with those types of teams. So, you know, I mean, would be shocked if almost at this point they didn't make the playoff. They seem to make it every year, but I'm not sure they're a true threat to win it all.
I'm going to let you have that statement back.
Yeah.
if you want it back. Well, I don't know.
I think the defense is going to hold them back. I think that's the question.
Okay, so you're picking. I'm with you in that I'm not picking.
I mean, they're a top 5 team. It's not like it's going to be insane.
Yeah,
but,
and they're a threat. They're a threat to win it all. But you're saying you're not picking them to win it all, and you think it's because of the defense. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Thank you for the political response there.
Well, I'm just like, I don't think you meant what you said. And I was
came off worse than I probably intended it to.
But I agree with the spirit of what you're saying. Like, I have Ohio State. I probably have 3 or 4 teams ahead of them. So I'm not going to pick them to win the title. And it is because of the defense. Because I do think the offense, I think it's number 1 or 2 in the country. But, I still have, you know, the D-line has huge potential. But other than that, I have concerns on the back end. So, I think there's enough question marks back there. And the secondary's performance was bad enough last year that was with the first year without Jeff Hafley. So maybe that's a bigger loss than we all think.
Yeah, I mean, overall, with the favorable schedule and the talent advantages, you know, it's not going out on a limb saying they're going to be in the mix. And I do think the defense will improve from a year ago. But to me, there's just a little too many questions, one, on the defense, but also on the offense, for me to confidently say that they would win the title. I mean, they finished last in pass defense in the Big Ten somehow last year. It's going to have to dramatically improve. I mean, they went to the national championship game with that quote unquote poor defense, so it's not like they're that far
that's
away.
That's a good point.
I just don't know if they can get the production, you know, like the Chase Young years this year. And I'm, you know, just with the concerns that we've kind of talked about. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised whatsoever if the D is very good, but can it be elite to win the title? That's a different question.
Okay, that'll do it for this episode of the College Football Bros. Ohio State fans, let us know down in the comments your thoughts. Tell Ryan he's an idiot. He doesn't even think Ohio State's a contender at all. He thinks they're trash. So let him know what you think about that. But no, really, let us know. Obviously, you follow the team closer than we do. Would love to hear your thoughts on the defense. We will be back tomorrow to discuss our favorite team, who often gets murdered by your favorite team, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Yeah,
so
God.
We're covering Nebraska.
Let us stay tomorrow. Within 40 of you guys this year, huh?
Yeah, we'd appreciate that. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to the College Football Bros. If you have any questions for the next podcast, email them to collegefootballbros@gmail.com. To keep up with the brothers on social media, like them on Facebook at College Football Bros. Follow them on Instagram at College Football Bros. And for their commentary on Saturdays, follow them on Twitter at CFB Bros. Thanks for listening.